Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school. Huskers are tipped off. 53 seconds in, game's tied. Better start than Northwestern.
Much.
Yeah. So you're getting in it. And so we'll see. You know, I think it's a, you know, it's a great opportunity for Nebraska. You're going to have to grind this bad boy out. But some Big Ten football news is before we start talking, we won't probably be able to get into, we have to probably save this for later in the week with all the franchise tags. I was going to say who on Nebraska, you know, besides the obvious, would be franchise or transition tag, but we won't have enough time for it because we only got a few minutes.
That's going to be fun to dive into, though.
Yeah. It's all obviously let the text line take run with it. But Luke Fickell got an extension, which I didn't see coming. They didn't make a bowl game. Mm-hmm. They looked like they're a little bit in disarray. I will say for him, he's done a really good, I mean, he's done a decent job of recruiting, especially a quarterback in the portal. I mean, I think if Van Dyke doesn't get hurt, I think their season is significantly different.
Yeah.
I still think they're in a little bit of a transition defensively, but the injury bug hit him. So you got to give him a little bit of credit there. But I think also it's the marriage between the AD and him. Really, really believe in that, lets you know that he's actually really doing some good things, like in the, you know, like in the building. Now it's now it doesn't mean it's correct because it hasn't kind of came to fruition on the field, but then it just lets you know that the powers that be believe in him. And I mean, that's the only thing I can assume.
And it's only 1 year extension. He's already signed through 2031 to begin with anyways, but picking it up this early, you got 3 years to evaluate and make that decision.
At least two, or at least especially this year.
Right.
I don't know. That's where, you know, it could have been one of those things that, like, you know, a lot of times these agents are pretty sweet, you know, pretty slick. Hey, you know, so-called, or you could be up for it. Or, you know, what happens is a lot of times these agents can project job openings and stuff like that. Or, you know what, I guess it's for his sake, you just think, like, you know what, the AD and the university believes in him, and you know, they're going to lock him up to show that there is, we believe in him. This is who is going to be the leader of our program moving forward, so forth and so on.
And I think without looking just at the results on the field, right, I think we do need maybe a little bit more of that in college athletics, where maybe to the public on the outside, you don't see all those signs of progress. And here's the thing. I'm not saying McIntosh is right to pick this up. I'm not saying he's wrong to do it. But I'm sure he has a better idea of what's going on in that program than any of us commenting on it here in Lincoln. We only know what our eyes see, and maybe someone has a, you know, source up there or whatnot. But this is where I think it's good to take that step back and remember that everything we see or hear in public is very rarely, if ever, the full story. So yes, we can celebrate it, we can criticize it, but I do think it's mostly just worth remembering that Chris McIntosh should have the best idea of any of us what's going on up there. If he's seen enough to say, yeah, I like what Coach Fickell is building, I believe, I'm confident that the results are coming, I'm going to pick up this option just as a sign of good faith because I believe in it, I believe in him. It can't be because he likes him personally. It can't be because he wants it to happen. I would hope that for Wisconsin's sake, Chris McIntosh is picking up this option because he has seen those tangible signs of progress and there's a reason to do it, even if fans don't see it yet.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to think that they believe in his vision, right? Because that's part of the reason why he got the job. Obviously, you know, coming from Cincinnati and working through kind of like those lean times. It's done pretty decent in the portal, a couple corners, a defensive lineman. Looking at right now, I got an edge rusher from Kentucky. So that's letting you know that he's actually able to recruit some guys at different places. He's got a defensive lineman from Georgia. 6'5", 230, so he can't be essentially a defensive lineman. The big thing, I think, which has really kind of hurt Wisconsin is the offensive explosion, right? To being, you know, yeah, more explosive on offense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's got a receiver coming in. I just think that I don't think he was in a position to go in there and say, listen, so-and-so is trying to hire me. I think it mm-hmm. came into having those conversations, and by having those conversations, and there's probably internal, I'll call them internal checkpoints that he's probably hit.
Yeah.
And he feels like, you know what, just to ease everybody, we're going to make sure that, you know, that we're committed to you. Right. So, you know, they picked up Billy Edwards, the quarterback that was really, really good from Maryland. So, you know, he's able to go out and constantly recruit a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But also, I think sometimes with these like 1 year add-on extensions, yeah, it's another year. But I think these ADs realize, like, most likely if he ends up not working out and he gets fired, he'll get another head coaching job. So it's not dollar for dollar. So no. you'll be offsetting it. And on the flip side, which is they're probably extending it with the assumption that you're going to turn it around, so we're going to have to give you a pay raise anyways. And mm-hmm. so that month, this extra year it's not really realistic. And
it's
so,
more symbolic than anything right now.
It's more symbolic. And, you know, we've seen it here. I think when Scott Frost got an extra year or something like that, we hadn't made a bowl game. So I just think that's part of the way it goes. But then also I think it's two guys going lock and step with each other, because you got to think it was an odd pick when he picked Wisconsin. I mean, he had plenty of choices, mm-hmm. but I think that first year coming in, going essentially away, really with Braylon Allen, away from what made, you know, buttered, you know, Wisconsin's bread, something different. But I think, you know, they believe in him.
Which is understandable. I still think that the idea of Luke Fickell is great for Wisconsin. Big Ten guy, knows the area, knows the footprint, all that stuff. Which is why it's even more confounding, Jay, that he went the direction that he did. And to be completely fair, I didn't hate the way Luke Fickell took Wisconsin.
You didn't?
I didn't. Because I think Wisconsin took the chance that Iowa was never willing to take. Luke Fickell at least tried to modernize. What have we seen in the college football playoff? Who wins? Who has the highest ceiling? It's teams with an explosive passing offense. Yes, you need to be able to run the ball situationally. Yes, you need to have a good defense. Yes, obviously line play matters. And Wisconsin is known for a lot of those things. But I think the move to go get Phil Longo was an attempt by Luke Fickell to raise Wisconsin's ceiling.
Yeah, right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
And there were always going to be some growing pains when you look at what Wisconsin has always stood for, what it's been about, and how it succeeded. Now, maybe what Luke Fickell should have done was build more of the Michigan model, right? But I think that's the chance that he could have taken, right? How do we maybe modernize our offense a little bit from what Paul Christ was doing? How do we continue to have a stable...
Stay warm and save every day, all in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices, save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Of elite edge rushers, good solid linebackers, they can play side to side, they can get downhill, and then they always have a ball hawking safety or corner or two. Mm. I don't hate the theory of what Wisconsin did in the big picture. It just hasn't worked out yet, and I think that Wisconsin would have been better off playing more like Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were probably trending more, they were definitely more explosive than Iowa, but maybe not as Trump tight on defensively. So I think they were trending more towards Michigan. I think the idea of Phil Longo was great. I just think the execution was probably a little too drastic.
Mm. You need to take it a year at a time instead of try to
a little bit. I think it went from zero to like, it went just way too fast. considering the talent that you had in the running back room.
Yeah.
And I think the best way to like continue to cement what you're doing is by winning, but then also a big presence in the locker room. And Braylon Allen, never was clear communication from position coach to player, mm-hmm. offensive coordinator to Braylon Allen, head coach to him as well. And you got to think when Paul Chris was fired, Braylon Allen was very vocal about potentially going into portal or potentially going to the pros. I think that was, he could have been a really good glue guy. Now, also, I think Braylon Allen had to embrace it as well, mm-hmm. right? And maybe there was some friction. And then remember, Luke Fickell said that we're going into the bye week to try to find out our identity. Yeah. It didn't ever come to fruition. Now, I think he learned from that. And I think that's where he probably got some credit from the AD, whereas he went into the portal, specifically got guys, got the quarterback that was more ready to lead a program like Wisconsin. Like, it was a good match, right? Van Dyke mm-hmm. needed Wisconsin. Wisconsin needed him. Unfortunately, he had a freak injury.
Unfortunately, that turf needed his ACL. It sucks.
Yeah, and so I think that goes into it. And then you get, you know, like Waller, they're all everything safety. He mm-hmm. was in and out of the lineup. I think he missed the game against Nebraska where we lit him up. I think they had, you know, three or four starters out. So I think the things that he was hired to do, and I think probably more modernized the whole program. I mm-hmm. think they probably put some money in their facilities, I think, as well, and him lead that charge. Up the coaches pool, lessen the academic requirements to get in, expand their recruiting prowess. Now, obviously, the portal helps. And so I think that's where it comes. And like I said, you know, I think that it's just kind of funny money towards the end. I think if it works out well, that contract's going to be redone
in the next 5 years.
Right. To up his money. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work out, it's going to be. He's going to be maybe not coaching for a year, and then he'll get a job, and then obviously it'll be split that way. So, anyways, Austin, that's a lot of Luke Fickell. What I'm watching here, damn.
It's bad.
Man, I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking on the ESPN and it's just kind of, you know, giving me.
Allow me to fill you in, Jay.
I am seeing the plays here. You know, I'm just watching a little graphic, and I'm seeing all circles with nothing circled in as far as missed shots from Nebraska. And there's a 1, 2, 3, 4 points in the paint from Penn State, right? And you got your boy from Switzerland, Yannick.
Mm-hmm. Conan Niederhauser.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Niedenhauser, the 7-foot, 250-pound Yannick Niedenhauser is putting in work.
Bryce Williams just got fouled by Ace Bailey shooting a three. He splashes home the first free throw. Jay, Nebraska had 5 turnovers on 7 possessions to start the game. Penn State's playing up tempo. They're playing fast. They're pressuring Nebraska, and the Huskers have not handled it well in the slightest. It's been a variety of issues as well. It's been getting the ball poked out from behind because Penn State will run kind of a 1-2-2, but yeah. They tell you where the trap is coming from. But even, Jay, if Nebraska's reversed course, say they're dribbling up the right, they circle back around left, Penn State will still bring that guy from all the way at the top two, mm-hmm. all the way back around to try to either reverse trap or poke it out from behind. That's gotten Nebraska a couple times. Sam Hoiberg tried to snake a pick and roll, ran into Braxton Mia, didn't have a great hold of the ball. Nebraska is completely out of sorts. Nebraska is completely disjointed offensively. They're struggling to get the ball across the half court line.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that, you know, I described it as maturity. You describe it as eye test. We're saying the same things, they're saying it different, right? So, and talk about communication just right there. And this is where you need, you know, guys. What you have to do is gather yourself. You are on the road in the Big Ten, as their, you know, unknown texter said. And also you have to get it going as well. Yes, this is kind of a unique 1-2-2 trap, right? And that's what they have to do. Well, you've played enough basketball, and you got an excellent coach and adjustments, and same with Coach Nate and all the other coaches, right? And Ernie and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, they can't play for you. No. So let's start figuring it out, right? You know, just seeing it right here. Ace Baldwin had a turnover. Then he comes back and steals it from Bryce Williams. These are the plays, whether you're talking about being Big Ten Player of the Year or First Team All-Big Ten, right? This is where you got to really, really take the next step. Strickland talked about as far as increasing your profile or going to the pros. Mm-hmm. Well, this also increases your profile in this game and in this program. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it all kind of goes together. We're all saying the same thing. We might be saying it different. All we need is the team to kind of play, you know, with a little bit more oomph, a little bit more steady. I think steady is so key. We talked about this how many times last year. Talk about with a football team. You go on the road on a football game, whether you're playing Purdue or anything like that, you gotta expect they're gonna come out and give you your best shot. Mm-hmm. You gotta be steady. That means no procedure penalties, no like 10 men on the field or 12 men on the field. Don't jump off sides, you know, before they even get under center. All that type of stuff allows you to be steady, allows the playing field to become level, and then eventually weather the storm, and then you're able to create your own storm. So we'll see what happens when Nebraska's down by, what, 11?
Yeah, Baldwin just got an and one in transition.
Yeah, so just
cash the free throw. So it's back down to a dozen. Back up to a dozen, I should say.
Yeah, so.
Typical Nebraska men's basketball road start.
Yeah, it bodes well, but that's not what you always want to depend on, is be down, sleepwalk in the first 10, 12 minutes. And then my man Fred got to go in there and hit it. He's right-handed, right? Mm-hmm. Now he's got to go left. Now he's got to try to break the whiteboard with his weak hand.
We have a text from 8750. Can we address that when we get back?
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, yeah, we'll do it. We're going to take a quick break, come back. 8750, you on it, you live on stage. Austin's mind is churning. You're in trouble. Then we're going to turn it over to Bill Michener in Lighthouse Wednesdays. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Norman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.